Pippi Longstocking by Astrid Lindgren. Read by Sandy Toksvig. Pippi moves into Villa Villa Coola. On the edge of the tiny little town was an old garden all overgrown. In this garden was an old house, and in that house lived Pippi Longstocking. She was 9 years old, and she lived there all alone. She didn't have a mum or a dad, and that was actually quite nice, because there was nobody to tell her to go to bed just when she was having the most fun, and nobody to make her take cod liver oil when she would rather eat sweets. Pippi had a dad once, and she liked him ever so much. She had a mum too, of course, but that was such a long time ago she couldn't remember anything about it. Her mum had died when Pippi was a tiny, tiny baby who lay in her cot and screamed so horrendously that no one could go near her. Pippi thought her mum was up in heaven looking down on her little girl through a peephole, and Pippi often waved to her up there and said, "Don't worry, I'll be all right." Pippi hadn't forgotten her dad. He was a ship's captain and sailed the great oceans. And Pippi had sailed with him until the time he blew overboard in a huge storm and disappeared. But Pippi was absolutely certain he would come back one day. She didn't believe he had drowned at all. She thought he had washed ashore on an island in the South Seas and become the island king and was walking around all day with a golden crown on his head. "My mum is an angel and my dad is a South Sea island king. Not every child has such special parents, you know," Pippi always said, sounding pleased with herself. "And as soon as my dad can build a boat, he'll come and fetch me, and then I'll be a South Sea island princess. What a time we'll have! Tra-la-la!"